Welcome back to Pawscast. Thanks for tuning in. I'm June the Fox, the gay one, and I'm here with a couple of my very good friends.
Hi, I'm Terry. I'm usually a bun. That's what I look like.
And I'm Jelly, a fluffy shark creature.
You are the fluffiest shark creature.
True.
Really quickly, what this is we are doing essentially a new segment under the umbrella of Pawsplay. We have, of course, the seasons that we've been doing. We have season 1 and season 2 on YouTube. But we really want a year-round show that people can tune into that's, like, you know, kind of just easy listening. Like, we're just goofing off on microphones and eventually on camera. So today we're going to be talking about something controversial, because the first thing that you should know about this show is, while Pawsplay is usually within the realm of PG-13, this show is whatever the fuck we want.
Fuck!
You did it!
I did it! Let's go!
We get multiple first
layer of the internet. Yeah!
Is it 2005? I almost said 2005.
That was 2005.
That'd be so weird. Today we're doing something controversial because I don't give a fuck. So today we're talking about poodling.
Oh yeah. So we just went to Anthrocon, didn't we?
We just went to Anthrocon. Shout out poodles.
Yeah, shout out those poodles. Oh man.
Obviously, we're not talking about the dog breed.
Oh, I mean, listen, poodles are nice as well, though.
I was gonna say, if you're an actual poodle, like, love the hair. You know what I mean?
Send us poodle pics.
Please poodle for us.
I sent you my poodle, please respond.
That Grindr profile is a crazy person.
For real.
So today we are talking about poodling. So you know, we'll just kind of see what happens, where things go. Jelly, what's poodling? What's that about?
So poodling to me, which I did have a conversation with you guys recently, because from my understanding previously, it was just partialing, which is exactly incorrect.
Yeah.
We forgot about that.
It is partialing, but to where you can also see your human skin.
Yeah, you were saying that partialing itself is just poodling. So if you you don't have anything.
An uneducated person, and for that I apologize.
Uneducated, get out of here.
It really does invite the question of, like, is a hot dog a taco?
What are you talking about?
So is partialing poodling? It's the same kind of question.
I mean, I think so.
Let's go. A hot dog's not a taco, though.
So partialing can be poodling, but poodling, I guess, is not partialing for some people.
Yeah.
Yes.
All squares are rectangles, but not all rectangles are squares.
Yes.
Yes. All poodling is partialing, but
you
not
geometrist.
All partialing is poodling.
Oh my God. Geometricals. Yeah. So there is, like, a spectrum of fursuit attire, right? So, of course, there is full suiting where you are fully the animal fantasy. And then as you destruct from there, you might be within the range of poodling or partialing.
Yes.
Or, like, just not being an animal at all.
I mean, is not being an animal, that's not suiting at that point, though.
Right.
It's just cosplay? It's just,
I mean, you're just some guy.
I think you're just some guy. but there's fully, like, that spectrum, right?
Yes.
So I guess for the purposes of what we're talking about, poodling is, like, you're wearing some fursuit parts, but other than that, you're also, like, maybe wearing a short sleeve shirt and shorts.
Yeah,
skin is showing.
Usually, you have your head on when you poodle, and you can have your paws, your feet paws, but your arms, your legs, maybe you're, like, you have a midriff showing. That's considered poodling when you see some sort of skin with your fursuit.
Now, where I think it's not poodling is when you have yet another muscle-bound fur who peels the top half of their bodysuit off and just takes
pictures. You just love
picture.
That. That's your actual fantasy.
It doesn't matter that I love that. I don't think it's poodling.
I mean, is it just someone cooling the fuck off?
Yeah,
I'll just enjoy the strip.
Listen, you're doing muscle peel.
This is my hot take, though. Going back to that, the muscle-bound fursuiter that, like, took their suit off for a second, they're just, like, fucking bricked out, you know?
They're bricked out and bricked up.
Yeah, exactly. That means they're not wearing Under Armour underneath their suit. Oh. So they're just fucking sweating right into their fursuit.
So I think the photos might be staged.
But still, I don't like the idea of that.
The fantasy as a full suiter is very disconcerting.
So, like, if you see the people that, like, have those really cool pictures of, like, them being, like, fucking yoked and shit, and, like, take, like, their abs showing off in their fursuit, as it's, like, halfway off, their fursuit probably fucking smells.
Yeah. So all you like hot abdominal people out there, you're Stimkey.
Yeah, don't talk to me. Talk to Dune.
Musky huskies.
You can talk
here.
To me. Listen, we offer cleaning services, right? It's a good time.
Dude, you have to use your tongue when you're cleaning them. What the hell?
Why not?
Yo.
And this episode is how to gross Terry out as fast as possible. Okay, so obviously there are different kinds of poodling, right? So that's kind of like you know, an important thing to kind of establish up top is like there are these different like fursuit expressions. I personally think all expressions are beautiful. I think, you know, the furry fandom is like super diverse. Obviously, I jokingly call furry like the island of misfit toys.
Like, that's great.
To me, that's what furry is. But it's also like a lot of different like artistic expressions, different like art mediums and things like that.
Absolutely.
And so there's different ways to poodle. And I think they're all valid. That brings us quite neatly to Anthrocon.
Oh, yeah. So do you want to talk about it?
No, please. Take over.
So for those of you who don't know, this year, Anthrocon 2025, they actually made a rule for their fursuit parade where there is no skin is allowed for any of the people that are participating in the parade. So there would be no such thing as poodling in any of the parades. You can still partial, you can like, but you make sure that there's no skin showing with your partials.
Yes.
Which that's crazy to me.
I thought so too.
It is crazy because when you think about who a FurCon is for, it's for those folks that are attending, but also those people that are in the parade.
Yeah.
So to kind of have a cutoff to where you just can't show any skin is kind of weird to me.
I mean, absolutely. Like the reason why they wanted to do it, I think they wanted to limit who was in the parade because like it usually is huge. It takes like hours and hours and hours. But like the way that they did it was very weird. Mm-hmm. Like,
it was a fully weird setup this year. Like, so I understand if you're partnering with an entire city or collaborating or whatever the technical word is in this case, like you obviously maybe want to present a certain image and probably you want to spare certain things from the public. You know, it's not a pride parade. You're probably not going to have people nude in the streets having sex, right? Like, it's not going to be that necessarily.
I mean, it never has been though in the past, though, with AC's parade. You know, it's just people like the worst you'll see is like a harness or maybe like something a little bit kink
or whatever.
But
I don't think those things are inherently kink, though. Like, obviously, they're very tied to certain expressions or whatever. But they're attire, right?
We'll put a pin in that one. We'll talk about that another episode. Episode 69, Harnesses and Kinks.
Yeah. Terry's favorite episode.
Oh, listen, I'll be there.
I'll be there too.
I could be in attendance. We'll find out.
You could be in the audience. No, you gotta join us. So historically, I feel like there's never been really issues with like bad expression in the parade with AC. Now, that does bring us to this year, too. But really quickly, before we jump into that, like, I just didn't understand why it feels like they're gatekeeping furry in a way.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you're kind of like saying like, OK, if you want to be in our parade, by the way, very high traffic event, like you are in downtown Pittsburgh. The news is there. All the freaking citizens come out, like, you know, it's a humongous event, really. And so you're kind of saying like, oh, well, you know, if you only have a fursuit head and you don't want to wear gloves, right, like you can't be in our parade, which is, it just feels like a weird policing effort. And then they were doing like this manual review process as well.
Yes.
So you had to report to a booth or something.
This is a vetting process.
Yeah, like you had to go to a booth at like the dealer's den and be like, hey, this is my fursuit. I want to be in the parade.
And you didn't have to show, you didn't have to show it in person, but you had to show at least a photo.
Yeah. That's insane.
That's
to me.
Insane.
Like any other FurCon ever, this is like, yo, you have a fursuit. If it's a head, if it's like a full suit, just go in.
So you're, if you're, you don't take time out of your con experience to go get vetted, you can't be in the parade.
Yeah, you can't be in the parade. Yeah. So, that's why I missed it. And plus, I didn't want to be part of it anyway.
What's so confusing about that, though, is like they weren't taking photos of you. They weren't getting copies of the photos you were showing. So it was literally just somebody looking at something and saying, OK, great.
Yeah, you're good.
Just up to the whoever's discretion. Like,
absolutely. Yeah. That's
the other, there was no rule book. So it was literally whoever you talked to in that moment. And they just basically said, OK, great.
God, I'd hate to be that guy.
Well, actually, so
you should hate to be that guy. So the thing about that is, I guess what I'm saying is like there was really no way to control like how you actually presented in the parade. So, right. Which is why this issue happened. So there was a Nazi fur in the parade with the ugliest fucking fursuit. I will be that whore. I do not care who thought a bleach blonde bowl cut was a good idea.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so a Nazi fur walked in the Anthrocon parade. But, you know, no one with skin showing was able to walk through it.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's crazy to me.
What got really crazy with it is somebody, like, resuscitated some, like, 15 to 20-year-old photo of that fursuiter, like, hugging and posing for a pic with Kage.
And I was are you serious?
Yeah. And same fursuit, you know.
Wow.
So, but it was just so funny because it's like, okay, well, you know.
Furry drama, my favorite.
Oh, hot tea.
Yeah.
I love my spicy leaf water.
Like, previously to the con, like, they put out, like, a thing on Twitter being like, hey, this is what you can wear if you don't have a full suit. And they, like, put, like, different, like, quote-unquote appropriate, like, mm-hmm. partialing things. So you had to wear, like, a hoodie in 90-degree weather. Or you had to wear, like, a suit in 90-degree weather with your fursuit head.
Yeah.
Like, it's already not a good idea.
No.
That's another thing is, like, just the weather conditions. Just because it was hot.
It was hot as fuck.
It was. And so then if you have, like, medical issues.
Yeah.
To where it's, like, I have to wear a partial. And mm-hmm. I can't be wearing gloves on my hands because I don't have hand paws or something. You know what I mean? Like, I think those situations happen. And I, yeah. It's just, it was not a safe way, I think, to handle that. I get what they were going for, but it was just handled so poorly.
Because I'm assuming you couldn't just be like, here's my doctor's note. Like,
no. It's like, if you show your skin, nah, can't go. Nah.
Didn't say the magic word.
Yeah. It was very gatekeepy. It's very much keeping up an image of like, oh, look at these wonderful critters, but like for the city of Pittsburgh when mm-hmm. it's our con, it's our space to
exactly because that's
be
not
ourselves
who it's like it, furry con is for everyone.
Yeah, absolutely.
It is for everyone.
Yeah, that's brutal.
Hey fuzzies, and hey any humans out there, are you enjoying this podcast so far? We have a show called Pause Play and it's on YouTube and it's awesome. We've got fursuits, games, and improv. It's what's for dinner or breakfast if you're brave enough. Full episodes from seasons 1 and 2 are available for free, so please consider checking us out and subscribing to get notifications of new episodes. We cannot wait to see you over there. Back to the show. Maybe there are certain things we don't have to shove in the face of Pittsburgh, but furry has a very weird history. It has a very kinky history. It has a lot of other fandom ties. This is how furry got started. So I just think like trying to cultivate this one specific aspect of it is exclusionist.
And the worst
just not
part
what
of being a furry
for.
Is not someone's legs. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah. Like,
thank you.
On Sunday, I wore a really nice like dress and stuff. I was poodling. My legs were showing. My arms were showing. Everyone loved it. Like I was getting a bunch of pictures all over the place. It was fun. But like I couldn't wear that in the parade if I wanted to. I mean, I have a full suit. I have a couple full suits.
Yeah.
Like I could, but I didn't want to do that. That seemed very lame.
Yeah.
And whenever I go out, so I partial around. Like I partialed at Pride recently.
Yeah.
And when I went, it was, you know, 80, 85 degrees out hot, like on somewhere on a boardwalk. And I partialed. I only wore like a vest and shorts and everyone loved it. Everyone was taking pictures.
Yeah.
And that's another thing that's different is I get asked to take pictures a lot more when I go to like a Comic-Con or a Pride
100%.
Event than at an actual fur con.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. I feel so much more special.
Oh, animal!
people who can't see me doing that, I pointed into the corner and made a very nice pog face.
Yeah. And your facial expression was really heartwarming.
It was.
Sure.
I loved it.
I'm glad that no one else except for us recent could see it.
Yeah, so I don't know. I just feel strongly about this. Like, you know, again, like it's their event. They can run it how they want. I don't necessarily agree with like trying to curate an image that is not accurate to the fandom at large. That's just my opinion.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, so do we know any popular suitors who poodle?
I'm going to be honest, I don't.
Yeah, I don't really know any.
I kind of stay away from the furry drama and the popular furries.
Yeah, I don't know who's
kinda,
popular.
It's dangerous territory.
So and maybe we don't have to talk about poppy furs necessarily, because I kind of like don't like that term anyway. But
poppy fur, ooh.
But like, so one example that I can think of, I thought I was going to say Ronnie, but he partialed. His look for the dance comp was actually so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. But oh my God, we know people who poodle. We definitely know people who poodle.
I mean, a million people.
I'm one of them. So,
yeah.
Hi, everyone.
So, Jelly is.
I also poodle. Hi, everyone.
I've also been a poodle.
You have?
Nope.
Yeah, that's good.
But you did recently get, arm coverings.
Okay, yeah. So, when I just recorded a video on YouTube recently where I talked about basically the fact that we were going to be recording Pause Play soon, but I also gave like a little relationship update. So for that video, I wore Dune, but I wore a t-shirt and then I had arm sleeves and my hand paws and my head. And I only showed myself from the waist up. But like, so I guess that's technically partialing.
Yeah. I mean, that is partial. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
But the other thing about my arm sleeves, because I also have leg sleeves, believe it or not. And
that's those, crazy.
They're really cool. The tricky part is like, how do you keep them up? So initially I had Velcro straps and they just didn't work. So do you guys, what are your like previous experiences with poodling?
So I have a funny story for this.
Go ahead.
This actually involves another Paws Play cast member. Should I say names?
Drop names.
Okay. So it was like the first time we were at Wolf and Draft's house.
Yeah.
For, we were doing an improv practice because you wanted to like get into it, like kind of learn. It was my first time being over there. And, you know, Wolf was like, hell, I want to see your suit and stuff. So, I'm like, you know, I pulled up a couple photos of Terry and stuff, you know, full suit, whatever. He's like, oh, yeah, I love this. It's so nice. And then I have a very nice picture of myself. It was my first ever Megaplex. I'm in a very nice skirt. I have like thigh highs on. I'm poodling. So, yeah. Like, you know, you can see my thighs. You can see my arms, I guess. And he's like, oh, you see, I love that look, but you're showing your arms and stuff. So I really don't like poodles. And I'm like, are you serious?
We're just going to drag Wolf in this.
Get over here.
Oh my God. Yeah. So that's kind of funny that you bring that up, because there are definitely some people, obviously probably some of the people who run Anthrocon, but there are people who feel really strongly about this.
I think it's usually the people that are older that are feeling more stronger about this.
Did you just call Wolf old?
He's older than me.
By like 3 days. And you're freshly 25.
Yes. Oh, of course. 25.
Like happy belated birthday.
Shut up.
Oh my God. Yeah. But I know that I'm not going to like spill his tea that much, but like, I do know that Wolf and Draft are like, they're very much committed to like the look of the full suit.
It's breaking the magic, quote unquote.
Yeah. So if I'm on stage doing an act or something, so because we've talked about this before, because we dance as Fabri-Tree all the time, so I've definitely been team full suit for us, because when I'm on stage and it's like 3 minutes, we spend 7 years working for like 3 minutes of stage time, you know, so
give us that time, please,
we crave it. So when I'm on stage, though, I'm like, okay, I have to like full suit. I'm doing the fantasy. We're being the fantasy, right?
Yes.
And I think for a fursuit dance competition specifically, like that is what I prefer. But there are plenty of people who partial on stage, like Hypothermia at Anthrocon. They were all partialing.
And they fucking killed it.
Oh my God. Shout out those guys.
So something I don't know, because I've never danced in it in a fursuit competition, or, you know, because I'm a large fat man, but as far as movement restrictions wearing a fursuit, how would you say that that's kind of different? Because obviously, you know, it's a large thing that you're wearing, and how does that impact dancing?
I will say, like, it's not super restrictive. It's like, funny enough, it's more just getting used to like having the big feet. That's the big thing, making sure you can like stay balanced and stuff.
Yeah.
Remember, we were having issues like when we were practicing, like we were doing a spin out, and I would fucking fall down.
Literally.
Yeah. Like I was spinning too hard to like make up for my feet. It's really that, getting used to not being able to see your partner sometimes, because like, you know, your head, your low visibility.
Yeah.
That's a huge thing for me.
Me, it's when I spin, or just in general, like I have a big tail. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't really change like my center of gravity, but it does change how movement feels. I will say, when I commissioned Dune and I got him for MFF 2018. So he's almost 7 years old now.
Damn.
Yeah, he's fucking old. When I commissioned him, though, I specifically requested like, okay, I want form fitted, because I would like to be a caked out fox, but also can I dance in him? So I need to have full range of motion. Let's circle back to poodling. Like I've definitely considered, like, so for fursuit dance competitions, they will let you partial, but they do not let you poodle.
Yeah.
So
that's another thing.
And that's been every dance comp that I've ever been to for years. I think I feel less strongly about that rule than I do about the parade, maybe.
Because it's more of a performance.
I also think it's a more controlled environment, maybe. Like, you're not outside in the heat wave or the snow or whatever.
Yeah, you're in a air-conditioned hotel.
Because it's something you need to sign up for, and you're preparing, right. I'm assuming, hopefully.
Oh, absolutely.
If furry conventions still did a talent show, I might feel the same way.
Mm-hmm. No, I honestly, like, with a talent show, like, you can have people that aren't even in suit. They can just go up and, like, do their thing.
Oh, you're so right. Like, okay, never
So the first two dance comp, it's mostly just like you have 25 to like whatever different acts that like got to show off their stuff.
Yeah.
And like these people that do it, they practice for weeks or sometimes days if you're like me.
or you just freestyle everything.
Yeah. And, you know, they have their style. They have what they want to look like. And usually that already doesn't include like partialing. Yeah. Or, sorry, puddling.
Yeah. Well, and I guess like for a dance comp, like fursuit is in the name technically.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, it is the fursuit dance competition.
Yeah. Also, like being able to showcase something that aerobic in a fursuit is like there. Not only is it artistic because of what you're seeing, but it's kind of, I don't want to say like Olympian, but you really do work hard to make that firm.
Yes, we're so Olympian. Yeah. By being able to dance. I'm really pushing the boundaries here. A little bit toasty.
Yeah. Gold medal Olympic athlete.
No. Oh my God. Michael Phelps would kick my ass.
Yeah. So you talked about poodling.
Yeah.
And being fabulous and Wolf having an issue with that for some reason. Oh,
yeah, absolutely.
Great. What about you? Any poodling?
So being completely honest, I made my partial and I have not yet completed a full suit because for some reason that's way more intimidating than making the partial because it's just a lot more fabric that I need to work with on my little tiny baby sewing machine I got for $25 on Amazon. Thank you, Jeff Bezos.
Love her.
So typically whenever I go out, I mean, yeah, I'll throw like a hoodie on or some jeans and you can't always see my skin. But then if I am going to like a Pride event or like an event where I'm going to be suiting for like a long time, typically I'm just wearing like a short sleeve t-shirt and jeans or shorts or something.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't even wear my tail because I'm a shark and it's massive and I hit people with it on accident.
I have the same issue as a bunny.
Yeah. Of course.
My husky has a massive tail.
My yin has a massive tail too.
Truly like a fat cinnamon roll. Like it's so crazy.
But in those instances where I am poodling and where I'm showing skin, I've never felt less because of it.
Sure.
Like I've always had really good interactions with other people. And when I went to that Pride event I was talking about earlier, there was like a very cute small child that was maybe like 3 or 4. And I got to crouch down and they just like played with my hand paws for a little bit and touched all the beans. Which was so very fun.
I love that.
And I was with other people who were in full suit, but they didn't make me feel less, and neither did like the other people.
Everyone
wanted pictures, and it was great. So if you're a poodler, I appreciate you. You're a cool person still.
Absolutely. So I guess in conclusion, mostly when I poodle is during Pride parades.
Oh, absolutely.
Because like, so I'll wear quite literally my head, hand paws and tail, and then I'm doing like crop top short shorts and I'm doing colors.
Hell yes.
I'm doing a folding fan. I'm like, and I don't care because I have White Claw twins right now because I'd be like in my bubbles. I just hang it all out. I don't care.
So I usually partial at cons actually. So I usually poodle at cons.
Yeah.
I wear like a skirt or I wear like a maid outfit and stuff. And I like being pretty, you know, that's it.
And you are pretty.
Oh, thank you.
And keep being pretty.
I appreciate it.
Oh my God.
I mean, yeah, I partial or I poodle. I don't have a full suit. So those are kind of my options, but I'm okay with that.
And we see you and we stand you.
I appreciate it.
I love you for that. If you're a poodle out there, if you're tuning in as a poodle, we love you. We see you. You're beautiful. And I think that nobody should get to tell you how you express yourself as a furry. And I think we would all agree with that.
Yes.
So that was the first episode of Podcast.
Yay!
Oh my God.
Thank you, Terry. Thank you, Jelly, for hanging out with me today.
My pleasure.
Poodling is an important subject to talk about.
Yeah. What are we going to talk about next?
Oh my God, we're going to talk about so many things. There's a lot coming for this format. So I probably didn't say this before, but this is literally going to be a year-round show. So we're going to do episodes once a week. This is all year. We want to keep this going. So if you guys have anything you want to talk about, let us know in the comments. We'll happily review all of your suggestions.
We'll even read them sometimes if you're funny enough.
Only if you're funny. If you're not funny, you're getting banned.
Just like Anthrocon, there will be a vetting process.
Thanks for tuning into Podcast.
Bye, y'all.
We'll see you in the next episode.
Goodbye.
Bye.